Nutrients are present in most wastewaters, and the usual management approach has been to convert them into nitrogen gas and precipitated phosphorus salt. However, it is essential to recover nutrients rather than destroy them, not only for sustainability reasons, but also for economic reasons. Biological, physical, and chemical techniques can be used for nutrient accumulation. Chemical accumulation techniques have been largely limited to phosphorus, whereas biological methods can also be used for accumulation of nitrogen. Adsorption processes can also be used for both nutrients. Nitrogen is mostly present in the form of ammonia in wastewater. Recovery of ammonia can take different forms. Instead of oxidizing it to nitrogen gas, ammonia can be converted to useful ammonium fertilizers or even ammonia water. This is particularly important since ammonia, as a synthetic chemical, is manufactured with a huge energy expenditure. Phosphorus is a non-renewable resource, and its supply on this planet is depleting. It is essential to recycle phosphorus back as fertilizer, instead of wasting it into water bodies, where it results in algal blooms. Phosphorus can be recovered either from wastewater in primary or secondary sedimentation tanks by precipitation, or sludge of secondary sedimentation tanks. In this case, phosphorus can be harvested along with the bacterial cells in the sludge, or it can be extracted out of the cells into solution and precipitate in crystal form by adding precipitating chemicals. Most of the nutrients in wastewater come from urine, and thus source separation of urine is a very effective way of recovering nutrients. An important nutrient recovery from urine is struvite precipitation. The struvite process uses magnesium or calcium salts to produce a white crystalline powder consisting of ammonia, magnesium, and phosphate.